The pagoda on the golden rock of Chaityo attracts thousands of visitors who ascend the steep mountain to see what appears as a miraculous balance. Restaurant hawkers compete for their tourist dollars, and some are catering to demands for exotic food, including endangered wildlife. Tetco says they have been serving wild animal meat for 13 years, but since this article was translated into Burmese, officials inspect his family's restaurant every week, so they have to hide the meat.
The local forestry ministry banned all kinds of wild animal dishes, including our popular dishes like barking deer and sambar meat. However, 99% of visitors want to eat those kinds of wildlife food.
San Letin Resort in Chaityo Township may raise some eyebrows, having the area's only zoo next to its restaurant. But manager Tinsue U insists the resort owner is an animal lover and says, unlike some restaurants, those in cages here are not on the menu.
They should stop selling it now. There are many other types of meat that can replace it. Wild animals should not be on the menu. I would like to see wild animals living in the forest peacefully.
Serving endangered wildlife has long been illegal here, but enforcement before the new government was lacking, says temple official U Mian Sui. Now, he says, they successfully stopped the trade in about 80% of restaurants.
We cannot accept serving wildlife meat around the religious area. We can only allow selling normal meat that is approved by the government. Some restaurants have served wildlife food secretly before. However, the numbers of those restaurants are decreasing because of the inspections by officials.
Meanwhile, vendors openly sell animal parts as traditional medicine. U Mian Sui says protectionists have discussed better safeguards for endangered wildlife with United Nations organizations. He says they would welcome more enforcement efforts. Daniel Scharf, VOA News, Chaityo.